This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Another elected official is not on board with using public money for a new stadium for the Chicago Bears. The NFL team is proposing a new stadium and infrastructure upgrades that call for using state and federal money to help pay for it. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin today says he doesn't support using federal cash on that stadium.
The idea of spending millions, if not billions, on a stadium at this point, I think, is problematic.
Durbin says he agrees with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has said using taxpayer money on this project is not a priority. Now, if you've noticed some unruly lawns in your neighborhood, it could be down to a new conservation trend calling for people to skip mowing their lawns during May to help early spring pollinators thrive. My colleague Sienna Greaves says the ethos behind the lawn care trend called No Mow May is simple. If you don't mow, habitats and resources for bugs will grow. Experts say while idle mowers can be effective, there are better ways to bolster the population of pollinators like bees and beetles and butterflies. Andrea Kramer is the Senior Director of Restoration Ecology at the Chicago Botanic Garden and recommends lawn alternatives like ecograss.
It really looks just like a lawn, but it grows much more slowly and it has deeper roots. So it just provides a lot more resources for wildlife and doesn't need to be mowed as much.
Kramer also recommends using your lawn to grow host plants like violet and micro clover. The Chicago Reader plans to return to a weekly print edition next month. The nonprofit alternative paper switched to biweekly publication in 2020 during the pandemic. Chicago Reader publisher Solomon Lieberman writes, "The return to weekly publication will help readers ahead of the next election and better serve the needs of advertising partners." May, it's a huge month for theater in Chicago with world premieres and big-name stars all over town. My colleague Mike Davis reports one name is grabbing the spotlight. Nambi E. Kelly is a dual-threat playwright and actress from the South Side and is attached to three shows this month. Her path to theater began on a high school field trip to the Goodman.
I remember sitting in the audience and the actor got up and he starts saying that monologue. And it took everything in me not to leap out of my seat. Like, I was like, that's it. That's what I want to do with my life.
Right now, she's acting in Joe Turner at the Goodman. Meantime, her adaptation of Native Son opens at Lifeline Theater on May 10th, and her world premiere, Stokely, opens at Court Theater May 24th. The Goodman, the Lifeline, and Court Theaters are all financial supporters of WBEZ. And the Field Museum today has unveiled its Archaeopteryx, a pigeon-sized fossil that could have lived about 150 million years ago. The fossil came to the Field Museum in 2022, and the Sun-Times reports it's one of about a dozen specimens ever found. Field President and CEO Julian Siggers says it's the museum's most significant fossil acquisition since Sue the T-Rex. Scientists don't know a whole lot about how this creature lived. They do know Archaeopteryx was a dinosaur. It had feathers, hollow bones, tiny teeth, and clawed wings. And all these specimens to date have been found embedded in a limestone quarry somewhere in southern Germany. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the mid-70s, upper 60s at the lake. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s, and showers on Tuesday morning and a high tomorrow near the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labez. Thanks for listening.